Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. It's such a joy to be together again with my beloved radio family. You know, I pray for you every day. And what was it? 2 days ago, I said, I just want you to know I love you. I really do. And even if you don't write, you may never have written, but I still pray for my radio family. But I can be much more specific if you would drop a note and let me know what your needs are. Nonetheless, I pray for you and for my partners. I thank you so much for your faithfulness, and I praise God for the updates you send and the wonderful testimonies that are coming in answer to prayer. Praise God. Well, we have been sharing the last few days on the God of every need, and we've been looking at the names of God. We started at the beginning in the first chapter of Scripture in Genesis, the first chapter, and it says, let us make God in our image. And that was that word used there, as far as our God, is Elohim, which is plural. It indicates an almighty, omniscient, all-powerful God. And that's the first way we're introduced to the God that made heaven and earth. And then we moved on to an understanding of El Shaddai, which basically, very quickly, it reveals it has reference to a mother's breast, and as in the same way a mother would nourish and comfort and satisfy and take care of a helpless baby, so God does for us. He, throughout the Scriptures, He's revealed as our Father, but also the tenderness and care and sensitivity of a mother for her children. Praise God. And so we are now moving on to yet another name of the Lord. And why am I doing this? Because in our own lives, there are times that we need these various aspects of the character of God. We need His protection. We need His almighty, everlasting power, the pre-existent God that always was, I am that I am. There was never a time, He's outside of time, that He did not exist. He was not created. He is perpetually eternal. Our very finite, limited minds cannot comprehend the depths of these mysteries, such as the Trinity, or subjects as vast as the eternity that we know exists and which our God dwells in. And now, those of us who have lost loved ones, they're indwelling in that same supernatural realm of eternity, not bound by time. But we want to look now yet at another aspect of the Lord, and that is the other name I want to share with you as we begin today's broadcast is Jehovah Nisi. And we will understand Him in that nature and capacity more clearly as we follow Him. He is above us. He's around us in our times of difficulty and battle. When was this name first revealed to us in Scripture? Well, after Israel's miraculous deliverance from Egypt, they were confronted with a tribe called Amalekites, and this was their first battle, and God revealed Himself through Moses as Jehovah Nisi. And I'd like to read a few of those verses. It's found in Exodus, the 7th chapter, 17th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 15. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. And so I might skip some of the verses, but Joshua did as Moses had said, and Aaron and Ur accompanied Moses up to the top of the hill. And in verse 11 it says, "And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let his down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon." Obviously, this wasn't just for a few minutes. "And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun." Just think of that. All day, his hands were held toward the sun, up, lifted up to the Lord. And it says, "Joshua discomfited or weakened, were victorious over Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword." And verse 14 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he had said, Because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Now, what does that mean, Jehovah Nissi? It means the Lord our banner. You know that scripture we often use, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that's referencing battle and turmoil and the, you know, controversy and confrontation with the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. So the Lord is our banner, if you will, our standard bearer. And he revealed himself to them in this capacity, that when we, not only for, that was the precedent, if you will, in Scripture, that he fought against the enemy in behalf of Israel, his people, so he fights for us. You know, at another scripture in the Old Testament, it says, "Stand still and see the salvation of your God." The battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And that's true for us today. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. But the battle is the Lord's. We have no strength against the invisible realm, demonic spirits. It's the name of Jesus. And as we use the sword of the Spirit, that's where our defense is, it's the Word of God. Then he, as we're submitted to God, he will flee from before us. We follow the example that Jesus gave in the wilderness when he was tempted and tested of the devil for 40 days. He said, "Devil, Satan, it is written." And that's where our authority comes. Devil's not scared of us. He is terrified of Jesus. Okay. Well, let's move on yet to another name, and that's Jehovah Rapha. And here, with this name, God revealed himself to his people, Israel, after they crossed the Red Sea by a mighty miracle. And it says, as they were thirsty, they came upon a place of water, but the water was too bitter to drink after they found it. And so God miraculously healed the waters, and he confirmed this new revelation of his nature as their healer. And so we see that our God is our healer. We know in the new covenant, by his stripes, Isaiah said, we are healed. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And Peter confirmed that in the New Testament. He said, by whose stripes you were already healed, past tense. Praise God. All right, well, there's so many names of the Lord, but I just want to give you a brief, some generalities to just encourage your faith and to see God, that he is the meter of whatever need you may have. And we're going to, I'll be sharing a few more names depicting God's nature and character. And because of this reason, because he is all powerful, because there's so many aspects to his love, to his nature, to his provision, the Church of the Living God are going to do great exploits. Isn't that what Daniel said? The people that know their God will be strong and do exploits. All right, let's look at another one. We'll start today, and that's Jehovah Shalom. And perhaps you know that word Shalom. It's used as a greeting today. It means peace. Jehovah Shalom means the Lord our peace. And we're going to be looking at a scriptural reference found in Judges, the 6th chapter, in the life of Gideon. And God was revealed to Gideon as Jehovah Shalom during a very critical point in his life and in the history of Israel. This revelation came at a time of great national unrest and in the face of insurmountable problems. And so, beloved, the message is clear for us, no matter what circumstances we may face, no matter how things may look to you today, brother and sister, no matter how you feel, no matter what it looks like, our God is able to make a way where there seems to be no way. And beloved, He is your peace. He is the one that, in spite of the difficulties, will bring a sense of His transcendence, His power over all the works of darkness, His power to bring forth His will in your life. All those who will acknowledge Him, all those who will submit to Him, all those who will worship Him in spirit and truth, He is our peace. Praise God. All right, well, let's go to Judges, the 6th chapter. Let me turn over to that, and I'll just share as much time as we have today what the background. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Well, that's the history of Judges, is it not? The Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And of course, Midian prevailed against Israel. I'm just paraphrasing now. And the Israelites had made them dens, which were in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And they basically were impoverishing Israel. They would destroy the increase of the earth, all the crops. There was no sustenance, no food left for the Israelites or for their livestock, for sheep, ox, or ass. And they just came up and destroyed them without number. And so they were greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. As a result, things got so bad, they finally cried unto the Lord, the children of Israel. Well, we'll stop right here and we'll continue to share this passage as we open tomorrow's broadcast. But I thank you for joining me, and I pray it is my heart's desire, more importantly, it's God's desire, to reveal Himself to you as the Lord, your peace, and the Lord Elyon and El Shaddai and Jehovah Jireh. He is all that to you. Praise God. Well, my time has drawn to a close. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so that I can get a personal answer back to you. But I always will confirm receipt and, of course, pray. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.